We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We have a phone call here. Now, real quick, before I take the phone call, just ask that we keep the calls a little short here because I'm going to have to maybe summarize. I don't know if they can hear the phone line because they are on Zoom. But go ahead, Paul, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Okay, they can hear you. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I'll make it short and sweet. I want to compliment you, gentlemen, very much. It's good to hear. It's refreshing to hear that someone in our area is following the advice of KDHE, the federal government, and people that know what's going on. You don't have 7-Eleven people trying to be a hero and stand out and talk, and when it's all said and done, they said nothing has been done. That's number one. Thank you for what you do, and keep up the good work. You have one of the best districts in probably the area.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Well, moving on here, I know there's some other news here besides COVID and some good news going on here in both school districts. Let's start with Kevin here a little bit about what was presented at this most recent school board meeting on Monday.
Yeah, our board meeting Monday night, we had a couple of presentations to the board. The first one was our Parents as Teachers program, which is a driving force behind the kindergarten readiness portion of the State Board of Education goals. And our Parents as Teachers coordinator, Danielle Heidemann, presented about the number of families that she's serving and the number of students within those families she's serving and how that's growing. And we have a waiting list there, and we're really hoping some additional funding rolls around in the upcoming years to be able to expand that program into to multiple teachers. But it's a real complimentary program to our early childhood ed, and just thanks to Danielle for taking the time to do that. And then the other one was Kelly Milner. Kelly's a science teacher at Rock Creek High School, and she also serves on our senior exit advisory group. And they're making some changes to the senior exit project as far as how the project is administered, the research paper that's done with that. And these are post-pandemic changes. They had to make some changes from in-person presentations and larger projects, getting out in the public and working as much. And over the last 2 years, and now we're moving back more to the traditional exit project, but changing things from going from hard copy notebooks into creating a website for each child that they'll be able to keep more than just their exit project on. So some really exciting things happening there also. And a thank you to Ms. Milner for coming out and presenting that to the board.
All right. That's pretty good stuff. And then over the weekend, I know a lot of folks were doing things all over the place. It seems like anytime we have a K-State off weekend, that's a good time for everybody to throw some celebrations. And I understand no different over in Rock Creek.
It was a happening night in Flush, Kansas. At the Flush Hall, we had 198 people enjoying dueling pianos as our second Rock the Endowment event. This was a fundraiser for our 323 endowment. It was a nice meal, great entertainment, and raised a little over $40,000 to go towards our endowment. So really appreciate everyone who came out and supported that. And also our sponsors, even though some of them weren't able to be there, sponsored it with some money towards the endowment. So just a big thank you to everybody involved.
Absolutely. $40,000 is a lot of money. What will that money kind of help with? The endowment pays for a lot of different things, right?
Well, the endowment is a fund that somewhat stays static, and we're able to grant the interest off of that to different programs that typically aren't funded by the school district. Over the past couple of years, there's been a grant for a 3D clay printer for the art department. There's been ukuleles for the music department. There's been some Osmos for kindergarten classrooms. And then there was some startup money given to the Rock Creek Middle School club concept. So about 4% of our balance is what can be granted out each year, and our grant cycle is in the late spring.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Good job to all involved with that, who set it up, and those who donated. That's a pretty neat deal. Another neat thing is happening actually today, Greg, that we can talk a little bit about, and that is the Wamego Honor Flight took off this morning.
Yes, I believe this is number 8, the 8th Honor Flight. They did leave this morning very early, very, very early, and they are scheduled to return tomorrow night relatively late. There's going to be, they're planning quite a homecoming celebration for tomorrow night, about 11 p.m. On Main Street. There's going to be cheerleaders and the dance team, and they're asking people to come line the street. And as the veterans return, then there'll be a ceremony at the high school, which is going to be somewhat limited to the veterans and their families. But yeah, big deal. This is Sean Hornig is in charge of it at our high school. He's the sponsor at the high school, and he does a fantastic job with this. And it's a great program. And like I say, this is the 8th trip that he's organized and been on. And it's wonderful for our kids, because each one of those veterans, of course, has a student host or a student aide. And so those kids get to see some really neat things and connect with people who've seen some things, you know?
So, yeah.
It's a real cross-generational experience. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I know we've interviewed kids in the past who've gone on these trips, and it's always a neat experience, something they'll value, I know, for the rest of your life. It's a kind of a quick trip. I think it's only usually about 48 hours or so, maybe 72 right. at the max, but pretty neat opportunity to go and see some of the monuments over there in D.C.
There's a couple other things I'd like to mention, too, if you don't mind, Brandon.
You bet.
First of all, today at noon, our food service director, she was nominated by the KSDE Director of Nutrition to be a school lunch champion. So today at noon, she is being interviewed by Zoom by the National School Meals Regional Administrator. So it's a national interview, and they're going to visit with Mrs. Fales about the nutrition program here in 320. And I'll just give a shout out to Mrs. Fales. She does a fantastic job. This is the, I don't know, 5th or 6th district that I have been superintendent in, and this is the first one I've ever been in where the food service receives no general fund money. They're completely self-supporting, and that's an amazing, and the food she puts out is excellent. So that's going on. And then also on November the 3rd, we've arranged for Sports in Kansas to come into our community and do a program on posting social media. It's called Thank, T-H-I-N-K, before you post it. And this is going to be for our secondary students, and we're also encouraging their parents to attend, because I think we could all learn a little bit more about better etiquette on social media. So that's coming on November the 3rd. And then the other thing the board did, which I think is pretty neat, is they created a coaching position for this year for our wrestling team that's going to be strictly for our female wrestlers. Now, they've hired an assistant coach that will be specifically for our lady wrestlers. We're hoping to find a female who can fill that position. And then probably looking at a year to 2 years down the road, if the interest starts to build, we will have a separate girls wrestling team. They'll have their own practice time, their own coaching staff, their own schedule, et cetera. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Well, all right. Well, we'll look forward to learning more about that here as time goes on. As far as, I had a chance to go to Wamego football last Friday. That was the first time I've been to that field. By the way, nice facilities they have out in Wamego. I might just
very
give
nice
a quick shout out.
Yes.
Where are you guys at this Friday night football-wise?
Football team goes to Fort Scott. We have 4 ladies who qualified for state tennis, and our entire golf team qualified for state. So on our football team, I believe yesterday they were ranked 7th in 4A. So they're up a position since last week. So, yeah, our fall sports are doing very well.
How about Rock Creek? What are we looking at over there?
Fall activities are going well. Volleyball's getting into postseason. Last middle school football game is this Thursday. Our league middle school volleyball tournament was last Saturday. I believe our 8th grade girls took 2nd in that. This Friday, high school football is home versus Holton. And then we will have a regional cross country coming up also. So a lot of activities, a lot of successes. We're undefeated in districts at this point in football. I believe we're 4-2 on the season. This Friday with Holton will be a tough game. And then we finish the year on the road. And I can't remember where we're at for sure, but I know the last regular season game's on the road. Then hopefully we will be hosting a first round by district game. A couple of quick things, Brandon. I know we're about out of time, but this October is Principals Recognition Month, and I would like to give a shout out to my building leaders because they do an amazing job in our buildings. Also like to mention Caitlin Trent was awarded Teacher of the Month for our area here by the Alms Group, and she received a $300 stipend from the Alms Group with that award. So congratulations, Caitlin, on that.
Very good. All right. Well, good news there, and glad to hear all the success happening in athletics. We got some good football teams here in our area this year, all around Manhattan, so that's pretty good to hear. Kevin, Greg, it's always good to talk to you. We'll talk again here real soon.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Jim Jeanette over at Manhattan Area Technical College coming up next.